Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. We were noticing we were notified about two charges our credit card account. I didn't recognize both of them. Was from Lifestyle. One was for $7.45 or something like that. $7.45. The other was for $49 and something. But at least the second one I know is not from. So could you shed some light on that? See if you find this.
Yes, sir. Can I get your first and last name?
Steve Rose.
And your mailing address?
I don't want to give you additional information until you give me some additional information. What do you absolutely need from me to investigate this thing? You shouldn't need a shipping address.
I would need your mailing address or the last four digits of the card to verify the account. So I would need your address.
Okay, well, the address is 3830 Black Highland Parkway, Roswell, Georgia.
And it looks like there was an order placed for a streaming device. Do you recall placing that order?
The order was for shipping only. That's the $7 charge. It said the only payment that was required was shipping.
So you did, in fact, place the order for a streaming device?
I don't remember specifically the streaming device. I think it rings a bell on February 1st, a streaming device. But there was never anything about charging more than shipping. This was a reward for doing something like taking a survey, and then we get a charge for $49. So where does that come from?
Yes, sir. So this wouldn't be a case for fraud because you placed the order for the streaming device. When you place the order, that's an entry gift into our monthly subscription. You get a $125 gift card for the $49.
I did not place an order for any monthly subscription.
You said you placed the order for the streaming device?
I placed the order for the only charge it said there would be is for shipping. This was a reward promotion from taking a survey of some card or whatever else. I don't remember exactly what the promotion was. But
the
promotion is for
our monthly subscription, where you get a $125 gift card for the $49.97. That would have been emailed
there's
to Steve Rosen.
There's not a word of that in anything I saw, looked at, or signed, or ordered. The streaming device was associated with a shipping charge. Period.
We apologize. The terms and conditions were overlooked, but the $125 gift card would have been.
I did not overlook.
We apologize.
I looked at everything that was on the page.
Yes, sir. Then we apologize for the terms. We apologize. Those terms and conditions were misunderstood, but that order was placed underneath the email address steverosen13@hotmail.com.
There was no order for anything but that shipping charge for the whatever device you're talking about.
Again,
nothing for
when you place the order.
Nothing. There was nothing there.
When you place that order, it's for our monthly subscription.
That's bullshit. This is the second time somebody's pulled something like that on me in a month. You must be associated with another group called New Net Fun. I'm
not sure who else you placed the order for or who else you placed the order with.
The only order I placed was for shipping of that streaming device. There was nothing on the page, nothing on anything I saw, and I looked at everything. Nothing about a subscription. Period.
Yes, sir.
Nothing.
I'm not the one yelling. I haven't raised my voice at all, so I'm not yelling.
No, but you're committing a fraud. So find out, reverse that charge right now.
No, it's a valid charge because you placed the order.
It's
we can
not
issue
a
50%
valid charge.
Refund, though. It is a valid charge.
I
you
will not
the order.
Take a 50% refund. I will refer this on to the police then, and I'll refer this to the consumer organizations, and I'm going to, of course, reverse it with the bank. I did not sign for anything other than the $7.45. I will pay the $7.45, and I will expect the thing shipped, or I will expect the $7.45 canceled. But I did not pay for any subscription. I did not want any subscription. This is fraud. And if you want me to follow, if you, my wife and I are both legally trained, and if you want us to follow through with this and see what kind of crap you're trying to get away with as a company, try it.
Yes, sir. When you file a dispute with your bank, we verify the tracking number, your email address, your phone number, as well as your mailing address, and provide the website where the order is placed, and your account gets put into a chargeback for a false dispute.
When
a chargeback happens, we don't issue refunds. Give me one moment, though, to cancel your account, and I'll be happy to provide you with the cancellation number.
Say this again, when a chargeback is placed, you do what?
When a chargeback happens because you filed a false dispute, we don't issue refunds. But give me one moment, and I'll be happy to cancel your account.
Thank you. And charges.
Your account's been canceled, and although you misunderstood the terms and conditions for the order that you placed and agreed to, we'll go ahead and issue the full refund. Would you like your confirmation number now?
Hold on. Yes. I also would like, I'd like just for my own reference, I'd like to see what I saw on the screen that would possibly have anything to do about a subscription. I read very carefully, and all it was talking about is shipping a product in return for the shipping charge. This was as a reward for doing a survey. Nothing there about a subscription.
But we apologize that you misunderstood those terms and conditions. Would you like the website? We apologize that you overlooked them then. Would you like the terms and conditions that's on the website? We can provide you with the website.
Please refer me to where I can see that.
So that's going to be perfectdiscountsupply.com.
Hold it. Perfect discount supplies.
Supply. Singular.
Supply.
SUPPLY.
SUPPLY.com.
That's correct.
And that's America's Gadget Store. Okay. And somewhere on this website it talks about a subscription?
States the terms and conditions. That's correct.
Okay. In the meantime, you're going to cancel all the charges, correct?
We would cancel the charge for the $49.97.
Right. And what is the confirmation number?
C as in cap, 25. 89-17-65-1.
Okay, I'll read it back. C-258-917-651.
That's correct.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for our customer support. Have a great night.
You too.